Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you like on a Honda you love. I'm Winston Harrison. Here's what's happening. A mother who was critically injured in December's deadly home invasion in Lower Marion testified at the trial of two men accused of breaking into her home, shooting and paralyzing her, and killing her 25-year-old son. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports from Norristown.
62-year-old Bernadette Gaudio says on December 7th she went to dinner to celebrate her older son's birthday and was in bed a little after 11. She testified she woke up around 2 a.m. to, in her words, a black man in her bedroom saying she looked in his eyes as he shot her in the neck. She says she immediately knew she was paralyzed, adding she still has little to no feeling below her neck. She says her younger son, who lives with her, yelled to her as he made his way to her room, then lay wounded on the floor. She used Siri on her phone to call 911. She says she saw someone come back in the room, but she closed her eyes to pretend she was dead and heard two gunshots. Prosecutors say one of those was to the back of her son's head as he was face down on the floor. Charles Fulforth and Kelvin Roberts are charged with murder and related counts. Fulforth is white, Roberts is black.
On cross-examination, Roberts' lawyer asked if she remembered telling the 911 operator she had no description of the shooter. She says she was scared the men were still in the house and wanted the call to end. The man who admitted to driving drunk when he struck and killed a CHOP pediatrician as she rode a bicycle near Rittenhouse Square in Center City last summer has been sentenced to up to 2 decades in prison. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson has more.
Barbara Freitas' mother told the judge that the hole in her heart is a deep crater with jagged edges that now tears at her soul each day. Her friends and colleagues spoke of the inspirational, joyful chief resident who loved impromptu dance parties and was constantly teaching, learning, and trying to change the world. The 27-year-old was killed last July at 18th and Spruce when a car driven by Michael Vahey struck her. The 69-year-old, whose blood alcohol level was twice the legal limit, pleaded guilty a few months ago to all charges against him, including third-degree murder, involuntary manslaughter, vehicular homicide, and DUI. His attorney, Amado Sanita, says he's been remorseful from the start.
When he was asked to turn himself in, he absolutely did immediately, and from that point on, provided every bit of information that he possibly could.
Vahey told the judge there were too many people to apologize to, and that he will accept the price he needs to pay. The late Philadelphia Congressman William Gray will get a permanent memorial in the Amtrak station that bears his name. Five finalists unveiled their proposals for the memorial, as we hear from KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
The designs range from the abstract to the extremely practical. Paul Ramirez Jonas envisions a bench not so different from existing seating.
But the bench is a base for a kind of genealogical tree. So as the tree goes up, you see the name of the ancestors. But then when you look down at your feet, the roots of this tree continue onto the floor of the station.
The Gray Memorial Foundation received 120 proposals, which it whittled down to the five finalists. Executive Director Lisi Docanto says the presentations will help determine the winner.
It's very important for us that the community provide the feedback on shaping the memorial on someone who served them and really has left an indelible impact on all of us.
The foundation expects to announce the final selection on July 31st. First Lady Tammy Murphy and Governor Phil Murphy broke ground on the state's first-of-its-kind Maternal and Infant Health Innovation Center in Trenton. KYW's Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
The Maternal and Infant Health Innovation Center is part of First Lady Tammy Murphy's goal of making New Jersey the safest, most equitable place in the nation to deliver a baby and raise a child. Governor Phil Murphy says the center will take steps to focus on breakthrough solutions in maternal care equity.
Some of those steps include codifying the right to doula care in a hospital or birth center. All in all, we have invested millions of dollars into programs that support moms and babies.
Tammy Murphy says the state so far has made great strides since she launched Nurture NJ in 2019. That's a statewide initiative committed to addressing New Jersey's maternal and infant health crisis.
Just look at what we've achieved together. From 47th to 28th for maternal mortality. From 5th to 2nd for infant mortality. From 6th to 1st in neonatal mortality.
The state has committed over $86 million in federal and state funding for the site, which will be powered by Rutgers University Capital Health and the Trenton Health Team. Firefighters in Chester are getting a new tool to help them stay safe. KYW's Justin Doodle has more.
In an effort to better stay safe while fighting a fire, firefighters in Chester are going block by block, marking abandoned structurally unsound buildings.
These placards are just kind of staring them in the face. So it's just one more reminder, one more way to keep these firefighters safe.
Chester Fire Commissioner John Paul Shirley says not only will these buildings be marked by a placard, they'll be put in their system as such so firefighters can better assess how to fight those fires.
It's really just one more way for us to say, hey, what's the risk versus reward here? Is it worth going in and conducting an interior fire attack?
This $50,000 program made possible by a FEMA grant will also help them know if a building is truly abandoned.
In our assessments, if we do find there are signs that the building's being inhabited, we're not just going to stand outside and attack it from the exterior first. We're going to go inside and try and perform a search because, you know, we're concerned that there might be lives in there.
Shirley says the assessments on the buildings will be done yearly. That's the Local. I'm Winston Harris. Listen live anytime with the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.